From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Migrants clash with Hungarian police as they try to move north in Europe. Frustrated and desperate refugees clashed with Hungarian police trying to take them to a registration center, preferring rather to move by feet north from the Serbian border to Budapest and even farther north. Mohammed from Damascus is among them.
People are sick. It's extremely cold over there. They are giving us the minimum amount of food. And we don't want their food. We just want to cross the borders. We're not demanding anything. We don't want to be put in hotels. We just want to cross the border and get to the country we're destined to go to. Germany is accepting all of us. Why don't they just let us go?
Hungary now granting passage to the Austrian border for those who state they're refugees, not economic migrants. Officials are holding them at registration centers while their status is determined. Germany says it expects to take in as many as 800,000 refugees and migrants this year and is urging its European partners to do likewise. The flood of refugees could spell good economic news for Germany, according to Jacob Kierkegaard of the Washington-based Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Germany is probably the country in Europe that has the most need, for its own demographic reasons, for attracting large numbers of immigrants. Germany is also a country that for many years now actually have been the destination for very large numbers of immigrants. And the German economy is doing very well at the moment.
Kierkegaard says Germany and some other European nations have aging populations and need a renewed workforce to continue growth. The president of Guinea-Bissau Monday named a new government weeks after dismissing the previous cabinet. José Mário Vaz of the ruling party named Bachiro Jaz the next prime minister. The change is possible with the assistance of the country's second biggest political party. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron Monday said a Royal Air Force drone killed three Islamic State militants in Syria, including two Britons, calling the August 21st strike an act of self-defense. Mr. Cameron said there was clear evidence of the individuals in question planning and directing armed attacks against the UK. He spoke in Parliament.
We should be under no illusion. Their intention was the murder of British citizens. So on this occasion, we ourselves took action.
While Britain participates in anti-IS strikes in Iraq and uses unmanned aircraft to gather intelligence in Syria, the RAF has not targeted the IS group before in Syria. Turkish warplanes launched more airstrikes against Kurdish militants after the Kurds attacked a troop convoy near Turkey's border with Iraq and Iran. Turkey's military says 16 of its soldiers were killed, six others wounded, making it the deadliest PKK attack since July. Guatemala faces a presidential runoff after the leading candidates at the polls Sunday failed to secure votes needed to avoid a second round of elections next month. Jimmy Morales, a comedic actor and political novice, was able to get about 24% of the vote. Businessman Manuel Baltazan and former First Lady Social Democrat Sandra Torres are vying for runner-up, each with about 19%. Analyst Mark Jones of Rice University says Morales' campaign slogan, "Not corrupt, not a thief," resonated with the voters in the wake of a bribery scandal that forced the resignation last week of President Otto Perez Molina.
With growing concerns about corruption in Guatemala, which has resulted in previously the resignation of the vice president and most recently the resignation and the arrest of President Otto Perez Molina, the issue of corruption has skyrocketed to become the major issue among Guatemalan voters.
Mr. Perez Molina said in court he's innocent of accusations that he accepted $800,000 from business owners in an alleged bribery ring. He has not yet been formally charged. He'll appear in court Tuesday. U.S. congressional review of the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program enters its final stretch Tuesday. Lawmakers will return from a month-long recess to consider measures officially disapproving the deal. They have until September 17 to review the terms and vote for or against. President Obama has vowed to veto any rejection. Police in Nepal say an American woman who traveled to the country to help after April's earthquake was beaten to death. They say a local teacher who was hosting 25-year-old Dalia Yahira at his home admitted to beating the volunteer to death and dumping her body in a river. The Minnesota dentist accused of killing a lion in Zimbabwe returns to work Tuesday after an international firestorm in the wake of the killing of Cecil the Lion in early July. Near Zimbabwe's Hwange National Park, dentist Walter Palmer insists he didn't know the rare black-maned lion was part of a study and off-limits to hunters. He told interviewers Sunday he was relying on the advice of his local guides. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.